From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A tragic day for U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. Six American service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It is the highest death toll among U.S. personnel this year. Christopher Sneddon is a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
Bagram, of course, is in Kandahar, which is the heartland of the Taliban. So in that respect, I suppose, it's not surprising. U.S. deaths are down considerably from the peak of 2010 when there were 499. This year, to date, as far as I can work out, there were about 20.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called the bombing a painful reminder of the dangers U.S. troops face in Afghanistan every day. Monday's attack comes amid growing concerns about the security situation nationwide. In southern Helmand province, the Sangin district has been the scene of fierce fighting between the Taliban and Afghan security forces. At the U.N. Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned the Kabul government that they'll need to improve itself for further international support in the new year. He said the government of President Ashraf Ghani also needs to find a political route to peace. South Sudanese rebel representatives arrived in the capital of Juba on Monday as part of a peace agreement with the government aimed at ending over 2 years of conflict that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. The team is supposed to begin the formation of a transitional government of national unity as part of the August peace deal. A rebel spokesman said he hopes the new government can be formed within the next month. A key provision of the security deal is the deployment of 5,000 troops in Juba to guard military barracks, bases, warehouses, and 3,000 more to make up a joint integrated police force. This is VOA News. The Russian military says it's been unable to retrieve the information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service, Sergei Bynatov, said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips are nearly ruined and the remaining three are damaged. He said experts will attempt to retrieve information from them, but it will take a long time. Turkey shot down the bomber on November the 24th. The European Union has renewed its economic sanctions against Russia for 6 months over its involvement in the Ukraine crisis. The 28-member body extended the sanctions until July 31st as it assesses Russia's adherence to a peace agreement in eastern Ukraine. Despite signing a ceasefire deal earlier this year, Ukraine says it still has not gained control of its border with Russia. The head of the UN's office in Geneva said Tuesday the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. Michael Mueller told reporters an exact date has not been set, but that the target is sometime at the end of January. Muslim community leaders in the U.S. Monday announced the start of a national campaign to educate Americans about Muslim beliefs. It comes in the wake of the December 2nd attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 and carried out by a Muslim couple influenced by Islamic State. Imam Johari Abdul Malik is with the Muslim Alliance of North America.
We are very clear from this effort that we have to do a better job of reaching out to our young people from the pulpits of the mosques in America and teaching them how they can avoid the seductive approaches that are found on the internet from groups like ISIS and others.
The campaign also aims at making mosques more open to an exchange of ideas among various faith groups. The U.S. added two species of lions in Africa to its endangered list on Monday, a move that will make it more difficult for hunters to bring trophies back into the country. Dan Ash is with the Fish and Wildlife Service, which manages the list.
Today, because we received a petition about 5 years ago, we obviously... Many scientists are saying now that we're living in the midst of a sixth mass extinction, and so we have a lot of business. We have many, many proposals, hundreds of proposals, which we're considering now, and so we put them on a schedule. Lion has been one of those.
Parts from endangered lions will be all but banned, and hunters must obtain a permit to import a threatened animal. Estimates of lions in the wild show the population has declined to about 20,000 today. Now, that's from 500,000 100 years ago. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.